Now, quantum theory and children's books aren't exactly the likeliest of partners, but Dr. Chris Ferry from the Centre for Quantum Software and Information at UTS has had surprising success pairing the two. He's authored six books with titles such as Quantum Entanglement for Babies, Optical Physics for Babies, even Rocket Science for Babies. But his seventh book is a slight departure. Goodnight Lab is a loving parody of the popular Goodnight Moon, reworked for scientists of all ages and stripes. Chris, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I understand that the actual kind of For Babies books almost happened as a bit of an accident from a joke you'd made.
Yeah, so I kind of just wanted something for my daughter and thought it'd be kind of cute to like show people something kind of silly with her. And then I kind of, you know, started putting it together and thought, hey, this could work.
It actually does work. And were you ready for it to get popular?
No, I mean, if this is popular, it's not as glamorous as people think. I mean, I still change diapers and clean toilets and stuff. So
it's not quite like, you know, living the high life just yet.
Right, right.
But I know you did one. Where did did they just keep rolling? You just thought, well, you know, why not? Why not quantum entanglement? Why not rocket science? Why not optical physics, I believe, is one of them.
Right, yeah. I mean, after the first one, it felt kind of natural and they were easier to write after that. And so I thought, you know, because of the interest, I thought, well, you know, if people like this, I'll do some more.
That sort of science education, and I know this is sort of an oblique way of doing it, it's very interesting to me because I think certainly quantum theory is one of those things that people love to not understand quite well.
Exactly.
And you will see great headlines that we've been seeing the last couple of days, like, oh, teleportation finally achieved in China.
Right.
And it's one of those, you know, how much do you think things like this, and of course, you know, more serious works, can go towards educating people on what is probably going to be the dominating force of change in the world for the next century or more, I think?
I think it's unclear. I mean, I don't know what will happen with these books in terms of it being, say, a stepping stone for further books so that you have some, you know, continuous education from baby to adult in quantum theory. But I think what it can do is remove this fear and uncertainty and mystery of quantum mechanics and force people to think differently and maybe say, well, you know, if it's this easy, then you know, maybe my kids can do that, or, you know, maybe I can help them with their homework when they see these sorts of things.
Well, that's actually quite an interesting take on it. And of course, you know, I think quantum, when we talk quantum theory, we often like to, especially around my age, get really scared by it. Like, oh, I don't quite understand it, but I've heard about quantum computers. And I think maybe there's a part where we do need to demystify what is, let's be honest, a very mysterious thing.
Right. I think a large part of the problem is just with us as researchers. If you see in the media that what gets attention is this sort of mystifying thing. And so it sets up this perverse incentive to kind of do research and write it in such a way so that the media will pick it up. So it's not that it's mysterious, it's that there's this sort of positive reinforcement mechanism that's happening, that people seem to like mystery, and this is something that can be easily mystified. And so you get this sort of cycle when it's, you know, for most researchers, it's not mysterious. And they look at those headlines and they just shake their heads.
It's a bit of the rock star of science at the moment, I think. Yeah, I can see what you mean. It loves to be in the headlines.
Right. Yeah.
But talk good. Goodnight Lab. I kind of love the concept because I think it's just going to be, it's going to resonate with scientists from any discipline.
Yeah, I wanted to keep the familiarity with something that people know. You know, Goodnight Moon. I loved reading that book to my own children. Of course, I can't remember what was read to me as a baby. But, you know, when I have pictures of myself reading to my firstborn child because we photographed every second of their life. And, you know, I was always reading Goodnight Moon to them. And so this was sort of a natural sort of thing to branch off from. And I felt like, you know, there needed to be more science in children's books, but just a science children's book about what happens in a lab, I don't think would interest people. So I thought, you know, hey, let's use something that's familiar to sort of, you know, branch off from there.
That is actually quite interesting, because we don't have a lot of that kind of science heroes for kids, not even in young adult fiction. Of course, when I was growing up, you know, oh God, what were the books called? I can't remember now. They were a series of young adult books to teach you computer programming in BASIC, where the kids would go and solve crime thanks to their knowledge of BASIC programming.
Right.
Where's that for the modern generation?
Yeah, I mean, it exists. It's hard to find. But it, you can definitely, when you're looking at this sort of space, you can see that it's ready for a boom, and it's not, I think the problem is a lot of the, say, television, books, movies is dominated by major players, and you can find these things, but they're sort of small, you know, they're like Kickstarter type things, right? Where, you know, they get like 1,000 backers and there's this beautiful product that's available, but it just doesn't have that mass marketing machine behind it.
Yeah, it's no Harry Potter, let's put it that way.
Right, but yeah, you never know. Maybe Hogwarts is going to be replaced by the lab, and we're going to see something that's, you know, more science-based. Not to say that everything should be science-based, but we could certainly use a little more.
We certainly could. Dr. Chris Ferry, thank you very much. 7 books in, Goodnight Labs, the most recent. Here's to many, many more, and kickstarting a new generation of scientists. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.